Hello and welcome again to the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California Central Valley Edition. I'm your host, Frank Gray, with my co-host, Desiree Solis. Des, what's happening? How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Hey, man. You know, I'm doing okay. Yeah, well, here we are in the winter months.
Yeah, you know? Right.
I mean, it's already
feel like winter yet. It's still a little warm.
Yeah. A little warm, but it's coming, sister. It's coming, you know. And then when it comes to real estate, when we go into like November, December, January, things really do change, huh? The market really shifts around, doesn't it?
It definitely does. We definitely feel it on all sides of the market for sure.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Let's pick the buyer side today.
Okay.
You know, the buyer side going into the winter months, but I'm determined to get a house maybe before the beginning of the year, right? Yes. Something like that.
Yes.
Anything I should be thinking about, like, or what's my angle, you know, or anything at all? What are your thoughts on being a buyer trying to buy a home between like November and January?
Be realistic is number one. Make sure, you know, you kind of speak to your agent and have a realistic view of the limited inventory that we normally see this time of year. That is always a biggie. I think that would be one of the big ones, is there's not as much inventory, but normally what we see as a, when you are a buyer and you're looking for these homes, people that have to sell, because normally people don't want to sell in the winter. I mean, it's the holiday season. They're kind of ready just to like nuzzle in and they're nesting. They're not trying to unnest, I guess.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So normally they have to sell. So
I hadn't thought about that. You're right though. You're right. People that are selling November, December, it's usually because there's a reason for it. And they got to get out of there, because you're right. Most people would probably opt to, if they didn't have to, I'd rather sit around the house and have Thanksgiving at home and Christmas at home before I put the home on the market. So it is that way, huh? It's typically they got it. So how can a buyer take advantage of that, or can they? Is there any advantage?
No, they definitely can. Of course, you know, as a realtor, what we do is we look for the homes and then we read all of the comments on, you know, why they're selling. Usually they'll say, you know, quick sell, or it's a probate or a trust, or if God forbid it's a divorce or something along those lines. We sometimes will have those notes because it can, you know, take a little bit longer to get those closed. So normally this time of year, we see a lot more of that. And as a buyer going in with, you know, this little bit of a slowdown on as many buyers, you can ask for more. You don't necessarily have to go over asking. You can ask for closing. We have a little bit more flex because there's not as much competition and, you know, in the market. And I mean, of course, it depends on the area. I know here in the Central Valley, at least in Los Baños, we're not seeing as much activity. Homes are sitting a little bit longer, which means these buyers can come in and in the situation, I'm recommending, instead of, you know, going lower, asking for closing costs to help buy down those rates.
Yeah.
Helping, you know, have that extra cash so you're not having to come out of pocket with more.
Yeah.
'Cause that makes more of a difference, I think, immediately.
Yeah.
Don't you think so? Coming in with less, as opposed to paying like $5,000 more for a house, it's better for them to get like that $5,000.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, that makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah. No, this is all making good sense to me. You're right. So as a buyer, it's actually, I guess technically you could say, for, you know, not, of course, like you said, every area is different, right? But
yeah.
But most of the time in most areas, the winter months are probably, it's probably a good time to be a buyer.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Less competition and more people, you know, we always see that spring, you know, kickstart, people get their income tax money back, or they realize they need to buy a house because they're paying taxes or whatnot. You know, usually this time of year, no one is thinking about moving because it is the holiday season. So buyers have a bit of an advantage this time of year. I definitely see that. And there's some really great homes on the market right now. And even, you know, we've talked about resale. There's even new construction. I mean, the incentives are there on both levels. But definitely, like I said, I feel like this time of year is a good time for buyers.
It is. Yeah. You're selling me, Des.
Am I selling you?
You're selling me. Yeah. Because I'm thinking there, because I got to, I, I got to believe that it's just natural for any of us, whether buying or selling aside, right? These months of November and December, especially November, December, are the let's wind it all back and chill kind of months. And but if you are a buyer and you might be thinking, well, let's wait till the beginning of the year, that might be a mistake. It might be smarter to, hey, let's go ahead and start looking right now because we might be able to get that seller credit for the closing costs or whatever.
Well, definitely. And there's great homes. I mean, if you're on the fence and you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to start in January, why don't you just start right now? Because what if that home comes up on the market that's like this amazing deal? And if we see the same kind of, you know, deal in January, February, there's going to be more buyers that are starting to flood the market, especially if rates continue to drop.
Yeah.
And then that's going to cause pricing to go up. So right now is like really a ideal time in my eyes for a buyer to start looking, because there are some really great deals out there and there's some beautiful homes. And like I said, the amount of buyers that are in the market right now are far less than they usually are, in the spring and time of the year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's when everybody's feeling frisky.
That's when they think they're supposed to, they want to start looking, they move in the summer, reassess, and you're good for the holidays. I mean, a lot of times, last thing we're thinking about during the holidays is, moving or selling, but realistically, it's definitely a good time to do it because the majority of the people aren't. So take advantage of that.
This is good advice.
It's like buying your snow gear at the end of winter, so you'll be prepared for when winter starts.
There you go. Exactly.
Get a good deal.
Well, cool, man. Awesome. Well, that's good advice. And it makes a whole lot of sense to me. And hopefully it makes a lot of sense to the people that are watching and or listening to this right now. And Des, the best way for someone to get a hold of you, let's say you've convinced them like you've convinced me. They're like, I like this Desiree chick, but she's got it going on. I like her thinking. I want to talk to her. What's the best way for them to reach you?
They can call me direct, 209-587-2259. You can look me up on all the socials. Instagram, it's Desiree Solis _realtor. Just Google me and I should pop up, hopefully.
Yeah, you would. Well, you're on the Buy and Sell Real Estate podcast, so you're basically like a celebrity. So you should show up pretty much that way.
Only because of you, Frank.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I think it's quite the other way around, Des. So anyway, yeah, guys, hit up Desiree, man, especially in that Central Valley area, that Los Banos, Hollister area. She's got you covered. Now's the time to get out there and make something happen. Don't blow it. Don't wait till January, February when everybody else is going to be doing it. Now's the time.
Look,
there's still great. There's some great deals to be had out there right now. Oh, and by the way, I'll mark the day. So, things change all the time. It's November 2nd. We recorded this. We came off a really ugly moment with rates, but suddenly they've just came back. They're like, yeah, they're pretty good. So it would be a good thing to get a hold of Des. Just give her a call, 209-587-2259. That's 209-587-2259. And she can help you out. Texting's okay as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Send your selfies to her. Let her meet you. A little FaceTime, whatever.
Yeah, just give me a call. We'll just chit chat, whatever. I'm always available. Always available for real estate questions.
100%. Awesome. Awesome. Great, Des. Well, thanks again for being here and good stuff. And for the rest of you that are listening, boy, reach out to Des, get started, and tune in again here on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California Central Valley, with myself, Frank Ray, and Desiree Solis. You guys have a great one. Catch up with you later. Bye.
Bye.